Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi guys, welcome back to the For Him podcast. I'm feeling really good about today's episode and I just want to let you know in advance it might be a little bit of a longer one because I have a lot to say, but I think it's a lot of good things and just points to the fact that there's so much importance in emphasizing today's topic. And my goal is to really just incorporate education, personal relatability, and spiritual truth to be able to emphasize that importance of starving our flesh and feeding our spirit and how to do so. So let's get raw, real, and unfiltered about starving the flesh and feeding the spirit. So today's episode is definitely going to be a little bit of a heart check, but I think it's essential to our spiritual growth. And the truth is, if we want to be transformed by God or freed from our sin and our shame and made new in spirit, we cannot keep living the same way that we always have. And I know this is easier said than done. The struggle is definitely real, but so is the spirit. We live in a world that constantly feeds the flesh, whether that be through instant gratification or self-promotion or indulgence and even distraction. It's what we're accustomed to seeking. But Romans 8:13 reminds us, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you live by the spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." And this is really heavy, but it's definitely real and emphasizes the fact that our flesh, as we're born natural sinners and separated from God, seeks that comfort and control and convenience. But when you draw near to God, our spirit calls us to surrender and to humble ourselves before the Lord, which leads to growth. And these are things that might feel like a slow burn rather than just a quick fix, but I can promise you that it's worth the wait. I can testify to this in my own life. If you listen to any of my other episodes, you know that I was someone that went from not believing in God for most of my life, a good 20 years, and then finally decided to start seeking Him for myself. And it just became evident from that day forward that He was real, that He was working, that He loved me, that He had the ability to transform my life, and He did. And so that kind of transitions us into our next topic, which is if you're wanting to be transformed and to desire and gain these permanent fulfillments from the ways of the spirit and not this temporary satisfaction from the ways of the flesh, the biggest thing to understand is that transformation starts with a receptive heart. It doesn't come from simply hearing truth. It comes from receiving it. And James 1:22 points to this that says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself," which shows that there's a lot of power in a receptive heart. I definitely learned this for myself, and it almost feels like one of those things that you can't fully explain or understand without experiencing it yourself, because experiencing God for yourself is what truly seals the deal for faith, or at least it did for me. I really wanted to believe in God when people would tell me about God and their experience and their belief, but it wasn't until I seeked God for myself with both open hands and a receptive heart that I truly came to my own belief because of my experience. And it really just feels like a full circle situation, being able to share the gospel with people who might have not fully grasped our need for Christ, and knowing that it won't click for anyone, no matter what I say, until they start truly seeking Him back. And I also know that until then, I might sound like I'm in my own little world for advocating so hard for Jesus, but I will still say it over and over again that He is real. He loves you. He will change your life if you start truly seeking, believing in, and following Him, just as He did in my life. God really begins to reshape us from the inside out. The transformation starts in our values and intentions and desires and thoughts, and then that turns into a transformation of our words and actions and habits and lifestyle. And so you have to be open to this. This is why humility is so, so, so important, just humbling ourselves before the Lord, because you cannot help someone that is too prideful to accept that help. 1 Peter 5:6 says, Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, he may lift you up in due time. We cannot feed our spirit if it is already full on pride. So you have to make room for what truly matters and starve that flesh or your ego or your pride and fill up on the spirit and humbling yourself before the Lord and being able to receive his gifts because of that. I will definitely stress the fact that knowing about God simply just isn't enough. And this is definitely a hard truth, but let's be honest, it's really easy to say that we believe in God, but if that belief doesn't transform how we live, then it doesn't mean much. There is not much weight behind it. Even the demons believed, and this is said in James 2:19. So what sets us apart from them if all we do is have belief and not let that belief transform us or truly devote, surrender, and commit? Kind of think about it like any deep relationship. You don't just know your best friend. You invest in your best friend. You show up for them. You prioritize them and you learn them. Otherwise, there would be no impact had from that relationship. And that's really similar to what walking with God means. It's not just about believing that he exists, but living like he is Lord of your life. So in order to starve the flesh and feed the spirit, it starts with realizing our need for God. We alone are imperfect. We fall short. We sin. We hurt one another. And so being able to look to someone who is perfect and sinless helps us in being better through that conviction and surrender and gratitude. The list goes on. But because of this, we need to realize that we don't just need God in the midst of our sin or our struggle, but we need him all the time to help us avoid that sin and struggle. John 15:15 says, apart from me, you can do nothing. So he says it best himself and shows our need for him. It definitely is something that can be hard to accept, but once we do, we are helped so much in accepting it because we're created to be dependent on, in relationship with, and abiding by God. So choosing to try and find fulfillment in and be set free by anything else, whether that be our jobs or our image or another human or even substances, will leave us frustrated, empty, and short of the freedom that our soul craves. And we see this all the time in so many different people's lives. So many people chase things of this world and again fall short and don't feel fulfilled and keep running back to things that just ultimately do not give them that help that we truly need. That help that only God can give. And I've said this before in one of my other episodes, but we have this God-shaped hole in our heart. And so anything else that we try to fill it with simply will not fit. And there will always be this overflow of needing more because of that lack of fit, because trying to fill a void with something that just isn't meant to be filled by anything but God and can only be filled by God. I also know, though, as someone who was a non-believer for a big chunk of my life, that it's really hard to crave something that you've never tasted. And I think that's why so many people do not realize their need for the Lord and instead keep turning to those worldly things, because it's almost as if you don't know what you're missing out on. And that might be a controversial statement. I know that everybody has their own beliefs, but I promise you, I never advocated so hard for not believing in God when I didn't believe in God. And the way that my life has been transformed and how I've learned about who God is and what he can do for others and why it's so important to follow him, I will not stop advocating for turning to God and letting that transform your life. You simply just can't expect to experience God without seeking him back. He's already seeking us and is waiting for us to meet him in that. This was a huge realization and stepping stone in my relationship with the Lord. In Psalm 34:8, it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. So time for an analogy. My favorite thing ever, something that really helps me grasp the truth, being able to relate it back to tangible things, trying to understand the supernatural. It's just like snacking on junk before a good meal and therefore losing your hunger for the real thing. If you instead turn to things of the world to fill you up, your appetite for God can be dulled. And so all this to say that I know because of my own experience, with both life BC before Christ and life with Christ, if you've never tasted that life with him and got to experience that and know what that's like and kind of let that truth come to life for yourself, it's hard to understand the point of all of this. But once you do, all other things simply cannot compare because he is so good. In starving your flesh and feeding your spirit, you come to realize that created things just cannot satisfy the same way. A truth that frees us if we let it is that the creation will never fill what only the creator can. We were not made to be fulfilled by likes or our successes or others around us. Those definitely are blessings, but they are not the source. And so trying to fill our spiritual hunger with worldly things is like trying to quench thirst with salt water. It might feel temporarily relieving, but it only worsens the long-term issue. And so something that has stuck with me since hearing it is that our life is our biggest sermon. We can quote scripture all day long, but the loudest message that we will ever preach is the way in which we live, which it just, every time I hear it, I'm like, ooh, convicting. Not to say that in believing in God, we should all of a sudden be perfect, but we should definitely look like we know and follow who we say we believe in. It's almost as if, do you truly know Christ if it isn't evident by the way that you live that you know Christ? And so let that convict you. We need this conviction to see correction in our lives. A good question to kind of reflect on is, are you feeding your flesh or your spirit? Because what you feed will grow. In Galatians 6:8, it says, whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please their spirit from the spirit will reap eternal life. The question for all believers is, do I just believe or am I becoming? That's so big. Let it change you because it should. I am speaking right now with my hands so much. I just have so much passion for God and for... Hold on. I had to take a little moment to reflect. I don't know. I really can't put into words the way that my heart has changed in coming to God. And because of that, so many other things in my life. And I just want that for anyone who is willing and accepting of that. And I just want to be that person, if I can, to lean somebody off of the fence and onto the side of following the Lord and making the Lord the center of their life. Just because I've seen what it's done for me, I've seen what it's done for others, I know how capable God is of working in people's lives. And I don't know, my heart is just like lit on fire for the Lord. I don't know how else to communicate it, but I just promise that when you seek him, you will find exactly what I'm talking about if you haven't already. I feel like I just had a vulnerable moment with my phone because I'm just speaking to my phone. Like, I act as if I'm having a conversation with someone, but I truly never know who is listening. I always definitely get surprised. Someone will bring up my podcast to me and I had no idea that they were someone that would have been listening to it. And it just... I don't know, it's always very touching. And I kind of said in the beginning of all of this, which, by the way, this is my 20th episode, so it feels kind of like a milestone. So I'm glad that this is an episode that I do feel so good and passionate about. But I kind of always said in the beginning that, like, my goal is to not, you know, gain fame from this or monetize it and make money from it. I really just want to touch one person. Like, if I touch one person, I'm happy with me starting this and me taking the time to make these episodes. But obviously I'd love to touch as many people as I can. And all that to say, I never know who's listening, but I'm just glad that there are people that are listening. And I hope that I have touched you in one way or another, and that I continue to either be that encouragement or just provide some fellowship. It's helped me so much. And so I hope it's helped some other people as well. So Finally, to get back on track, one of the most helpful ways to feed our spirit is to keep our eyes on God. In Hebrews 12:2, it says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith." I myself have learned this in that when I keep my eyes on him, I'm able to see him keeping his hand on me. And this is a metaphor, by the way. It's not like I'm having hallucinations. Just to throw that out there, because I know some things might sound crazy until you have lived those things. But I encourage you guys to starve your flesh, to say no to those habits or attitudes or distractions, and feed your spirit by reading the word or worshiping God, serving others, serving him, staying in that community that is encouraging for you. And remember that it's about pursuit, not perfection. We're not meant to do this in our own strength, but to rely on the strength of the Lord. So if you take nothing else from all of this, I really hope that you take that what you feed grows and what you starve dies. So choose very wisely what you nourish and keep stepping towards and for him. Thank you guys so much for listening.